Spectacular Diagnostics.
Hello and welcome back to the preview show. I have Man Flu. I will soldier on. It is if we get a classic, you can't just call it a classic in the name and hope that everybody else think it's a classic. Let's just call it the Fuguera race. I'm delighted to be joined by James Knox of Quickstep. James, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. All good here.
Lovely view we have behind with the palm tree.
Look at that.
And lovely Portugal, although rainy Portugal today.
Rainy the last couple of days, but looks okay for the race tomorrow.
Quality. Right, let me just share the screen and we'll have a little look. So, me and you were just chatting there. The big news for everybody is that it was meant to be 220k. It was meant to be four laps of the circuit, which was an increase from last year. Last year, it was only three laps. At the very last minute, they've decided to change their mind and they've gone back down to three laps. So, instead of it being 220k, it's now back to 190, which, are you happy about, James? I think you probably are. In February, come on, be honest.
I am, but I'm honestly thinking it won't change anything. It's one of those things where we just ride a normal tempo for one more lap. It's kind of, I think it's kind of pretty straightforward that the first time we get to the hard climb, we'll go very hard and there'll be a big selection, and then the race will sort of settle into a little bit of the rhythm, and then the last lap it sort of kicks off again. So I think we'd have just done those two middle laps, kind of riding, not riding round, but just, you know, adding a bit of extra fatigue in the legs. So from my point of view, it doesn't change an awful lot.
And last year, it ended up in a sprint, I think, from about 15, 16 riders. Casper Pedersen, your teammate, took the win, which was kind of surprising in that it ended in a sprint with a big climb. But I suppose the climb is 20k to go from the crest. So
yes,
there's time for things to regroup. Have you seen the climb? Have you been up it?
So today it was it was pretty miserable raining here. So we actually hopped in the cars and we drove around a lap, and then we got on the turbo trainers when we got back. And I have to say, I watched the race on the telly last year, and I think the TV images might have been more like helicopter based last year. I'm not sure exactly what the coverage was, but I don't remember thinking it was that hard. But then when we drove around, it's very, very hard. It's a proper climb. It's a serious climb. And then you get out onto that, you arrive on that ridge, and then you've got like another K of just dragging as well, just to rub it in on the top there.
So it starts like really steep. Like it's a kind of classic, almost kind of Spanish Portuguese sort of climb, very narrow entry, straight away you're talking 15, 16, 17%. Super, super hard. Then it's like, I don't know, about a K of easier.
Yeah, levels off a little bit.
And then again, up near the top, it kicks
again. Yeah, but this last bit is a real stinker. It's like, you see it coming, it's like 18% for that first section. It just keeps going round to the right, round to the left. It's never ending, that last bit.
I mean, this bit's like 20%.
Yeah.
At points.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All those corners, you know, on the steepest part of those corners, it's not messing around.
But I suppose it's tomorrow is to be really windy. You're talking about, I mean, at its peak, I think it's to get up to about 25 kilometres per hour. It's going to be a headwind up the climb as well for most of the climb, which isn't ideal for those who want to attack. But it depends on what the race situation is like. Then there's a second climb right beside the coast, actually. I remember from
last year.
It's a little...
I think that's tail. That's more going to be tail cross tail, isn't it? I think, from my understanding.
Yeah. On Velovue, they've got it like as a little dusty track. Last year it was properly paved last year. But it's too short to kind of really do anything.
Yeah, I kind of agree. But we drove around this morning. It's this little section here is beautiful along the coast. There's all these sort of like rocks where you can see all the layers of the rocks, the sort of layers of shingle coming onto the beach. Big, beautiful. Yeah, that big one ahead of you on the right there.
Yeah.
A lot of nice stuff to see. There you go, look at that.
Absolutely beautiful.
Really nice, really, really nice. Big waves behind us today. It's a big stretch of beach. north from here that you can, on one of the peaks, you can just sort of see it running on forever.
Yeah. In terms of, I think it's only about 600 meters, 8%. I think last year there was like little gaps, but it kind of all comes back together. It's not really hard enough to do anything except give you a nice wee view at the top. From the crest of that last time round, there's 6K to go.
Yeah, you come, we came down, we drove down it, and it was the 5K to 5K to go was just down that little descent from there. So yeah, that's,
Right,
yeah,
you boys
last.
obviously arrive with the favourite. You've got the wee man, Remco himself, who is the overwhelming favourite to take the win, but it's first race of the season. Nobody really knows. I think if it had been the 220K, I think it would have suited them a wee bit more. I would imagine team tactics will just be make it as hard as possible and let him go as hard as he wants to go on the final climb.
Well, to be honest, we've not really had a sit down and discuss about it. Obviously, we've got Nico coming. His flight was cancelled yesterday with that bad weather, I think. So he's, I haven't seen him yet, but he arrived today. And yeah, I think when actually I hadn't really thought about it, but yeah, you're right. Remco's pedigree for the longer races, for sure, it would have suited him a bit better, being another lap. But again, I don't think it'll change massively how we see the race or how we'll behave in the race. And of course, there's some other strong guys too.
UAE have a proper strong team. They come with what looks like three leaders. They've got Hershey, they've got Del Toro, and they've got Morgado. Morgado actually is born not too far from here as well, so he'll have
Yeah.
extra
Him and,
motivation to do well.
I think him and Joao are just from like an hour south of here, aren't they? Or maybe even less,
Yeah.
somewhere around it.
Now you were up close and personal with both Del Toro and Morgado at Tour Down Under. I think most of us watched were pretty impressed with Del Toro. He looked
Yeah.
good.
Yeah, he looked outstanding to me, to be honest. I said it to you, didn't I? I think I said it to you straight away from the criterium that we had a pretty serious ride on our hands. I sort of couldn't believe. I was looking up at the screen there and going, "Yo, what's he doing in the break? What's he doing taking intermediate preems and sprints in the criterium for fun when I'm out the back swinging here, kicking out corners, hating it?" So I wasn't enjoying that. And then he sort of delivered on that in the race, and he just showed everyone what he's, what a talent he is. Not just a mountain climber, but an all-round cyclist. So yeah, quite a rider already.
It doesn't matter about age these days. It seems one thing
No.
they get, teams are more than happy to give them opportunities, which didn't always happen, and they take them. I mean, his performance in TPU was absolutely phenomenal. Okay, lost a bit of time on Wollonga, but next day recovered on that Mount Lofty stage, and if he'd maybe played his cards a little bit differently, he could have won. So UAE looked like the team to. The team who will put everything that they've got in to try and win in this race, I think they look the strongest. But then you guys have Remco. So
Yeah.
I think when you do have your team meeting, I think the problem potentially could be if they have numbers in the front group,
Yeah.
make it hard for Remco. I know Remco's got a much better sprint than they used to have, but Hershey's fast.
Yeah. Del Toro's fast. They have guys there to put him under pressure. You know, we've seen that already. So I think they'll be quietly confident, like you said, that they'll be trying to put extra guys into the final, maybe even suit them as well if they make a hard race. You know, their idea might be, well, it's not like Quickstep. We have a weak team here with Landa, Bavakker, Cattaneo backing him up, hopefully myself. So yeah. And also it's just there's always that curiosity of these early season races. They don't really have the balls, the minerals, just to go, right, we're all in. This is our leader. Like, would we, as Quickstep, say it's the first day for the 2024 season for Remco, we are going to go all in, lay the cards on the table, or are we going to sit back, breathe a little bit, see how we go, see how he feels? You know, it's always slightly different turning up this time of year. So it's not March yet, so we'll see. I think it could pan one or two different ways tomorrow.
And you mentioned him, the man, the myth, the legend, Landa.
Yeah.
You enjoying spending some time with him?
Well, I've only done December camp with him, and our little like November skirmish in Belgium. But he's a very relaxed, easy guy. To be honest, I've been really, it's been, yeah, really impressed, really easy. I'm quite excited to race with him as well, to be honest. It's quite a badge of honour, isn't it? Lining up with a legend like that in the team, another one.
He's some boy. I think I still remember the was it the lockdown stuff and everybody was on their home trainer and he made a video of him destroying his home trainer.
Yeah. And didn't he did it with that like weird like West African like Nigeria or Cameroonian like tribal like whatever it was, like the burial dance or whatever with the little background music and the
Okay,
I remember that.
I liked him
Little
an
meme
awful
put
lot
on that.
after that.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Now, also in this race, there's a couple of fast men who might, depending on how the race pan out, be in the lineup for the win. There's Van der Berg from EF, who was third last year, and there is Marius Meyerhofer, who
Yes.
incredibly well in Mallorca, was really
Yeah.
unlucky not to win that race.
Yeah.
Leaned on a little bit at the end, but he's good.
Yeah, I circled that name. Yeah, I mean, a bit like you said, making a hard race. I mean, I guess what we will want is to make sure someone like that is not in the way for Remco because, you know, he's definitely got a great kick and the way he was riding in Mallorca was outstanding. So preferably he's not surviving, but by all means, the way he has been riding, you can imagine him making it over, making it to the final.
And there'll be that, obviously, we've said 20k to go, so depends what the front group's like, depends how many numbers are in it.
Yeah,
The
yeah.
second group aren't going to be too far behind them.
No. And it's sometimes weird on these really steep climbs as well, where like you don't make a big as advantage as you think, you know, and then when you come on that top section, like a straight road, the incentive to keep riding if they arrive on top there with say they arrive as a five or a six, you know, and there's 10 guys working hard to come behind a bit like even Casper Pedersen on his own last year could still come back. When you go so hard on the steep bit, you think you take a big advantage, but the guys behind are still coming and they've just ridden their own tempo and they still can stay in the race. So I think it's a nice race to be honest. I'm shame it's not slightly better weather, but in terms of what they've got here for a like an all round parkour, you know, with a hard climb, but still coming back something to come back together. They're always nice races, these, you know, because the climbers have to be on defensive and other guys are, you know, doing their best to hang in and come back for a reduced bunch kick. So I think it's yeah, a nice recipe for a good race.
Yeah, the climb is only 3K. It's not the
Yeah.
longest in the world overall, 6.6%. So the gaps will be small, they won't be huge. And I think that's what makes it a good race. You just don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. It could come back. There'll be that kind of frantic chase, which is nice to watch on TV. I've just noted that the climb, you're actually racing somewhere that's almost called Cumbria. So you're almost on home roads.
Cumbria, yeah.
The
Nice.
Coimbra district.
We'll put it on a fortune. Coimbra or something. However they'll say it. I don't know. They've got a great accent here, haven't they?
Good pronunciation, well done.
Yeah.
Riding
Rob
on home
Hatchley.
roads. And I'm supposing after this it's Algarve, is it?
That's right, yeah. All of us here, we're doing I've seen quite a few of the teams like Trek and UAE. They've got some like young lads, stagiaires from the development team riding this one and then bringing other lads into Algarve. But our seven for this is the same seven for Algarve. So
And Algarve's a
nice
lot.
little.
You done Algarve before?
Never. I've done lots of training camps there, but I've never done the race. So quite happy to be doing it actually.
Oh, it's a lovely race.
Yeah. Well, I know all the roads. I've had a look at the start finish towns. I know pretty much everything apart from the TT. I've sort of ridden on the east side and the west side of Algarve, but never in the middle, like Albufeira. So just don't know really any of those roads for the
And
TT.
usually some nice weather,
Yeah,
five
and it looks
stages.
the forecast is quite good.
Good. And how was a Tour Down Under for you? Was it okay?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it was it was good. It was good. I mean, I went there with no expectations for myself. I sort of view it as a sort of as a training camp really with a race. Sort of said to the team straight up, because many years I get like problems with the knee and I have these injuries and setbacks in January, but every time I've been to Tour Down Under, my knee's been fine, you see. So it's such a big mental relief just to get there, be in the good weather. I'm not sure exactly what triggers my issues, but regardless, Australia seems like a great solution. I'm just out of Europe as early as possible, not in the training camps. And then the race, yeah, I felt quite okay in the race, but not spectacular. But I think as a team, we were really happy to be supporting Julian there with him. He had a good crack at GC. He rode the race as a favourite. You know, he's had not the best year or two. So I think, you know, it was a good confidence boost for him for the rest of the year coming up, and we sort of were happy to rally around him. And as a team, I think we did that. So I think we sort of did what we wanted to, really. And all things considered, hopefully that's moving him on to bigger and better things for the spring.
And you lasted longer than you did last year.
And I lasted longer than I did last year, exactly.
Disgracefully disqualified, stage one.
Yeah, yeah. True, yeah.
Did they go easier
on you?
Did they go easier on you this year?
Yeah. They should have just done it to play with my balls this year, shouldn't they? Just set me just big like commissaire, big red flag, take me out. But I enjoyed last year as well, to be honest. I was swanning around on my own little training camp when the race was going on, so I can't complain. I've landed at the Adelaide Oval, big bash, watching the cricket every night. Well, not every night, but a couple of nights when everyone's worrying about the race. So, not a bad life, was it?
Well, I was wondering what might happen this year if they were going to be extra nice to you. Or surprised they didn't give you most combative or something, just as a little.
Yeah, a little medal from last year, a little finishers medal.
Right, come on then, money where your mouth is. What happens tomorrow? How does it play out? Remco
okay, so
or small group sprint?
I actually believe it's going to be a small group sprint tomorrow.
See, I was.
It's the headwind on the climb that makes me think it's going to be hard, because that's the. It's just that. Because if you came on the top there and it was straight down, and you're away. But the way if you come on the top and you're just sort of lingering around, I can just see like 6, 7, 8 guys hanging together, checking the shoulder on the top. And either someone can take a flyer there, but then that's going to take massive, massive, massive balls. And otherwise, I think guys can come back. It might even be a slightly bigger group than last year, but that's my punt.
Yeah, I think if it was the 220k, I think Remco would win solo. I mean, to make those first couple of ascents hard is one thing, but to make them so hard that you're putting so much lactate into the legs of the other top contenders is probably not realistic. So when Remco attacks final climb, I think it's going to be really hard not to shake everybody off. And then you'll have a UAE guy who's there who refuses to work because they've got somebody else behind. Or potentially, if it was Hershey, maybe Hershey possibly would work because he thinks he's got a better sprint. But yeah, I think I'm with you. I'm thinking some type of sprint. And if they're not careful, I can imagine Hofer or somebody like that could well.
Yeah. But I mean, then again, with Remco, you know, you give him 3 meters on that climb. And if he turns that corner on the top and he really needs 2 seconds advantage and he's won the race, hasn't he? He's also that guy that the tiniest of margins and you won't get him back because, yeah, as soon as you take a small breather in the wheels or you just hesitate to make a turn, he stretches the gap out and you won't get him back, sort of thing. So he makes these races very hard to call, and I guess everyone will look for him for that as well.
But then, as you say, first race of the season, it's February. The Figuera Champions Classic isn't really that high up in his priority list, I wouldn't imagine.
But he is a killer, so.
He loves to win.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, James, thank you very much for that. Hopefully it's a good race tomorrow and you can be the champion in Cumbria. Spectacular diagnostics. Full kumite, accumulate pace. First razor blade for the gate, we move from weight to win the weight. Wise ways, precise aim. Trying to rhyme like this might lead your mind strain. The times change, flight delay, light haze. Thoughts looking like they foundation might cave. The look in my eyes resemble the ice age. The clocks of the crowd, the rent park is way park waves. Like moves saw, move raw. Involuntarily eats your full paw. Feel like a painter who can't do wrong. Fallatio from lazy do fall to ball cane. But brought a broad brain with it. Game, you snow change, you do like a solid grand product 10. We push it in the hallway, on guard always. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Nag Daddy. Oh, yeah. I feel like, pinch it before.
amber. Wise commander, fuck all the lies and slanders. When it come to ill niggas, you sound like the standard. Fellas and quillers, I write the standards. Cobra, cuanto tu me cobra. Tengo dinero, pero no me sobra. You want the flake of the boulder, then I'm introducing the baking soda. Into the Yoda Palace, so we go to some blowing haze in circles in Minnesota. Buffaloes in their barrio. Drama with Disco King Mario. Shotty blow in the hands of the Sicario. I reload the peel off without watching his body fall. Porky ass with the mighty gone. Rainbow headband, Sylvester Stallone, skull and bone, herringbone, wishbone. Went out for the trophy and brought the shit home. Blowing loud endo, chop the rock to 16-bit Super Nintendo. The queen rises in a crescendo, nigga. Well, now your daddy kicking at, you know what I mean? Jump off the motherfucking cliff live out the district, shit, my nigga. Word. Woo.